The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences, from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Randy Melzer. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be on the air again with you guys, especially on this busy morning out here with Bike to the Beat. This place is really hopping.
It is, and we're glad to be here. Yeah. So I'd like to remind everybody that Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But at this time, I'd like to turn to our guest. That is Mark Maynard. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. And Mark, you are the chimney guy.
Yep, I am the chimney guy.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, the chimney guy?
Well, what we have is a unique service business that services chimneys and fireplaces. We install, service, repair, rebuild, pretty much anything to do with a fireplace or chimney. So we sweep them. We sell units. We have a brick-and-mortar store in Menasha where we sell gas fireplaces, wood stoves, wood inserts, gas inserts, stuff like that. We service all name brands, so it doesn't matter where you buy your fireplace. We will service it. And that seems to be a big thing nowadays is some of the retail stores will only service them for a couple of years, and then they ask you to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's where our little niche comes in, and we stay very busy year-round doing this.
So what percentage of your business is service work versus sales?
I would say we are probably 85% service, but every service relies on a sale.
Okay.
So it depends on how you want to look at that.
Sure, sure. So how much of your what you're doing with fireplaces, the things you clean and repair and things like that, is wood or pellet oriented versus gas?
Right now, gas has been predominant for service and sales for the last about 8 years, maybe nine. And it is about 65% gas, about 30% wood, and 5% pellet and oil.
Okay. Mark, when we were talking earlier, we talked a little bit, you've been in this business now for 26 years. Would you like to just give us a story of how you got started in such a unique idea as a chimney sweep and how that all kind of worked out?
Gladly. When I was switching businesses, got married. My wife insisted that I get a real job because this is the fourth business I've owned. Because we had kids coming, so she made me get a real job, as she calls it. Mm-hmm. And I answered a ad in the newspaper. They were looking for a person to do service work, outdoor job. Didn't say chimney sweep or anything like that. Well, I answered this ad and go to an interview, and the guy says, "You're going to be a chimney sweep. What do you know about chimneys?" I said, "Absolutely nothing besides they're on the roof."
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good start anyway.
Yeah. So he said, "Well, I like your enthusiasm. You like being outside, so let's give it a whirl." And I started working for him, and I worked for him for about 4 years. When he wanted to sell the business, I offered to buy, and we couldn't come to an agreement, so we parted ways. And unfortunately, he hurt his back, so he pretty much shut his business down, and he was the number one chimney sweep company in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was his only employee, and all his customers knew me because I was the face they saw on a regular basis. When he got hurt, everybody started calling me at home because back then, phone books, name, they just look it up and give you a jingle. Well, so many people started calling me at home, and heating contractors asking me to do things. Then the fireplace stores started calling and asking me to do things. And when I returned phone calls to my past clients, I couldn't say, Mark, the chimney sweep, because that was the name of the other company. So I said, this is Mark, the chimney guy. And it just kind of stuck. And about 2 months later, we decided to start our business officially, registered it with the state, did everything appropriately, and off and running we were. And I don't regret it.
Did you get help at that point when you were starting your business as like how you registered with the state and who?
No, I knew how to do all that from my previous businesses.
Okay.
And my previous businesses were just me, and I did service work. I did service work to mostly to the car lots and stuff like that, which I was selling to the salesman. So I was pretty good at what I did. That, in turn, allowed me to start the chimney guy on a simple note. Not anything real complicated. I was just going to be myself. But I had my family to worry about and three kids. So I took up a full-time job in the evenings. So I work full-time as the chimney guy from 7 to 2. And then I went to work in Seymour for a nursing home from 2:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And that's what it took to get started. That's the thing I regret.
How long did you do that?
I did that for 3 years.
Wow, that is a lot of work. But as far as, you know, putting this all together and so on, did you have some kind of a plan as to where you were going, or did this just more or less morph into the business?
I had a vision, but I had no written plans.
Okay.
And that is something I regret, because somebody starting into business today should truly have a written game plan. It doesn't have to be hired out formally. You just need something visually to create that target, that goal, to accomplish what you need to get done if that's what you want to do. My goals, my targets were all in my head, and that was not a good thing. I didn't share my goals with my wife, which was a problem, because I always wanted employees and wanted to grow. I would have never guessed I was going to grow into a retail store. Would have never guessed that. But it just happens. And, you know, the Lord provides. And that's what's amazing is the guidance you get from other companies who you work with in pushing you to meet your goals and creating new goals. You need to have that idea of short-term goals and long-term goals, but your short-term goals are meant to be changed. Your one long-term goal should never be changed.
And that should be?
Depends on what you accomplish.
Okay.
I've had my number one goal, long-term goal, since I was 16 years old, was to live long enough to see my first grandchild.
Okay.
And I got laughed at in every business class I attended because that was always write down your number one goal, your long-term goal. And that was always the goal I wrote down. Well, I can honestly say I accomplished that goal 3 years ago.
Congratulations.
And I'm very proud of that because I am the first one in my family to live long enough to see their first grandchild.
Good for you.
So that is a huge accomplishment for me. So and that I portray into my business.
Okay.
So when you had moved along a few years, did you actually start developing written goals at some point?
Yes. It took me about 15 years to figure that out.
Okay.
But that's also when I got into a retail store, not a retail store, a brick and mortar store. We really didn't have a retail place at that time. It was just a place to park our trucks, keep things in storage, just a nice, simple building. And once you get that kind of overhead and you end up with four employees, you really need to have your thoughts together. That's when we started writing out our written goals. And we would do that three times a year. We would go through our goals, and then once a year we'd have a company meeting and set our long-term goals and to see how we were doing in accomplishing those. We had 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and 10 year long-term goals.
In that first 15 years when you didn't have those written goals, did you ever have the experience where you were going, you know, I wish I wouldn't have done that, or I wished I'd thought that one through a little bit more, or it doesn't fit into what I really want to do?
Yes and no. I am a person who does not regret anything I do because I feel that those mistakes that you make or those bad decisions or those questionable decisions, that's who defines you. Don't ever think that you made a mistake and you got to hold it against yourself, because that's going to hold you from moving forward. Accept that as building who you are. And to me, that is extremely important in owning any type of business, whether it's a service business, retail business, whatever. You really need to hold that to heart, because that is who defines you. It's very important to me.
That's a great attitude, being able to learn from other people's mistakes and really use that as a valuable tool in your moving forward.
And I made a lot of mistakes, don't get me wrong. And I don't regret them, but when I didn't write my goals down, I did make mistakes, more of them, but smaller ones. And then when I wrote my goals down, I made a lot less mistakes, but when I made a mistake, it was a big mistake.
It was a doozy. Okay.
Our guest this morning is Mark Maynard, and he is the Chimney Guy. If you'd like to get in the conversation, our telephone number is 281-1150 in the Appleton area, or 1-866-887-1150 outside, long distance. Give us a call. We'd love to have you in the conversation. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities. Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We've got Mark Maynard, the chimney guy, on. And we have a call on the line that I'm going to go to in a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the Fox City Score chapter. Our chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their own field. We offer entrepreneurs a no-cost confidential mentoring service. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for a no-cost confidential mentoring session and to learn more about the Fox City Score chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score chapter can assist you with starting or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to Score. Within a few days, a mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, Score is no cost and offers experts who offer you assistance in many different areas of your business where you feel you may need it. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score. To support small business people, the Fox City Score chapter is always looking for new mentors. We could use people with experience in agriculture, wellness, government contracts, and construction. If you have experience in these areas and would like to share with others who are looking for help in them, we'd love to talk to you. Just go out to foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out the short application. We'll have somebody get back to you in a short bit. So if you'd like to get in the conversation, our phone numbers are 920-281-1150 or 866-887-1150. And Tom, are you still there? Tom?
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a question for Mark?
I do. This is Tom from Kokona. And, Mark, I've heard about your business for quite some time, but do not know all the products and services you offer. Quite often, I might be able to use you, but I'm not sure what you're all about. Could you please bring us up to speed on some of the detail? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, I like to consider ourselves, probably the wrong way to say this, a full-service chimney company. But what we do is we offer servicing of fireplaces being wood, gas, or pellet. We are nationally certified by the National Fireplace Institute and the Chimney Safety Institute for wood and gas. We are also Master Sweeps of Wisconsin for wood burning. So we're very highly trained technicians, and we'll come out and we will inspect your fireplaces. Or if you want to remodel the fireplace, we'll have a technician come out and inspect that and paint some ideas for you on what you may want, what might be able to be done. We will sweep your chimney if need be. We will service your gas fireplace, and that seems to be the most common thing now is gas fireplaces. And most people don't realize that they need to have them serviced once per year. And that is recommended by the National Fire Protection Association and all certifying organizations. When we service gas, we actually take your fireplace apart and clean every component of that and then reassemble it. Basically, when we're done, you will have a system that looks like it is almost new. For wood burning, there's not a whole lot to take apart unless it's a wood stove, but we will also do that for a wood stove. Service it, sweep it. Hopefully, when we're done, it looks almost like new. We do this also for oil furnaces, oil boilers, wood furnaces, wood stoves, wood inserts, gas inserts, pellet stoves, pellet inserts. So we offer a very, very wide variety of services. When we do these inspections, we can also offer you advice on repairs. If the system needs to be repaired, we'll give you advice. We'll write your proposal. We're very simple people in. If you go on our website and look at some of our reviews, everybody tells us we are not very pushy. We like to paint you a picture, give you options, and that's really what it's about, is trying to help your family enjoy a beautiful, safe fire.
Do you have people ever call you who are first-time owners of fireplaces, first-time in their houses, that are looking for, you know, help to maybe how to operate a fireplace?
We get a phone call like that just about every day. And we take this the extra mile, and we ask the customer, after it's serviced, if it is okay to use. We offer to actually start their first fire with them, mm-hmm. coach them through it, how to use it, whether it's gas, pellet, wood, open burning, doesn't matter. When we do this, we usually bring our own wood, so we ensure that the quality of the wood that they're using is proper, so the fireplace has all the potential to work correctly. A lot of problems with wood is people have too wet of wood and the fireplace don't work right. So that way we can show them the right way to use their fireplace. And gas, we can show them all the safety shutoffs and things like that to educate them on how to use their fireplace correctly so the family can enjoy it.
Hey, Mark, I wish I'd have had you around the first time I lit one in my first fireplace, and then it took us about 45 minutes to get the smoke out of the living room. I think I know what I did wrong, but I'm sure you could tell me what my biggest mistake was.
Well, I can't always tell you that until I see the fireplace, but a lot of times people don't open their damper up all the way, or their wood is too wet, or it just the fireplace hasn't been used in so long. There's cobwebs plugging up the flue. There's a lot of things that can go wrong.
And these are things you really should look at before you start that fire.
Definitely.
Okay.
Makes a difference what kind of wood you use, too, right?
Very much so. You want a wood that has a moisture content between 15 and 25% at the highest. And if you're cutting your wood, say, this winter for burning next winter, and you don't split it till summer, that wood's not going to be ready to burn. Wood dries at a rate of 1 inch per year if it's not split. If you split that wood, it dries at a rate of 3 inches per year. So if you got a 6-inch log, you can do the math. It takes a little while to have the right wood.
Great. So we're going to take another break. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHPY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Randy Melzer this morning, and we're talking to Mark Maynard, the chimney guy. So in this segment, we're going to start off by talking about some of the educational sessions that that SCORE is going to have, and I'm going to have Randy fill you in on those.
Okay, well, I'll try and go through these things. I got a handful here. We got four different programs coming up. I'm going to start with the first one that's coming up. We do a lot of things with WIBIC in the state of Wisconsin. They're an excellent organization, and they are going to be offering a special seminar coming up on August the 16th. It's called Be Your Own Boss. It's for those of you who are really seriously thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, looking for help and ways to get started. The program is going to be held, as I said, Thursday, August 16th from 6 until 7:30 at the Appleton Public Library. It's a free program, but you do need to register. So to get that information, you can register by making a phone call to 920-944-2700 or contact the people at WIBIC at their website to be able to get that registration. Excellent program to get you started. Another program that's going to be coming up, most of us all have our problems with working with accounting and the basics. We're going to be doing two programs, actually. The first is kind of an intro, and that is going to be on September the 19th. It's called Accounting Basics for Small Business Accounting Software Programs. Every time you get set up, you need to have a program that you can use. This will help you get started. The program is going to be on the 19th of September from 6 until 8 p.m. It'll be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office. This is a SCORE program. And again, we would ask you to register for the program. You register, again, simply by going out to foxcities.score.org, and you can sign up for that one. This is, like I said, kind of a prelude to the program that comes up. We've done this for a couple of years now on QuickBooks, how to use it. It's a four-part class. It runs the first Wednesday of every week, beginning in October, and the first Wednesday of October. It's going to be held out at New Horizons, which is an excellent location. They have fantastic equipment, and so it's all hands-on training on how to use QuickBooks. Again, that's going to be starting, and it will run for the first 4 weeks in the evening, beginning in October. For all those details, again, go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, and you'll see all the details on that program. Then finally, one of our guests coming up in the next 2 weeks is going to be Shirley Malsky. Shirley is with the UW Oshkosh Small Business Development Center, the SBDC, which is a sister organization of SCORES as well. She's going to be coming in and talking to something that we don't know a whole lot about but should be aware, and that is how to have shipping, especially international shipping and so on, here in coming out of the Fox Cities. She's going to go through a program that the Wisconsin Manufacturers Corporation is going to be having. It's a survey to determine how we can work better to be able to ship materials here out of the Fox Cities by rail and by ship to go internationally. They also do have a survey that they're going to be doing to take a look and see what the needs are on that particular project. And then we'll be talking more about that on the show. But if you're interested in taking the survey and helping us develop more information, you can do that by contacting Shirley at the website, which is Malsky, that's M-A-L-S-K-I, at uwosh.edu, or else you can give them a phone call also, 920-424-4631. And again, for more information on that, but we would really appreciate you taking a look at that program so we can determine the needs and how we can better serve the growing needs of the Valley here as we expand as an international center. So again, something to take a look at. We'll be talking about that in 2 weeks. And all the details that you're looking at here, you can find at our website, and that is at foxcities.score.org.
There's a lot, but we're ending the summer and going into fall, and a lot of things going on. So thanks, Randy.
Okay.
So let's get back to Mark. Mark, I know from talking to you that you put a lot of emphasis in your business on your employees. And can you tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the things that, you know, you do as a company that you think sets yourself apart?
One thing I like to say is I am extremely proud of the employees I have who come to work for me. We consider them family. They get treated like family. Their family becomes part of our family, and it's very, very important to me. In our industry, it is not very popular to send your employees to training across the nation. We offer our employees to go anywhere they want at our expense for any training they feel they need. So we get guys that'll go to Florida, North Carolina, Oregon, California, wherever, if they find a class or if the office staff finds a class that thinks the guys could benefit from this, We approach them and ask them if that's what they'd like to do. Our certifications require us to have continuing education to maintain our certifications. So they can do this online, but we put it out there that they can go wherever. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is you learn more in the hallway than you do sitting in the class because real life experiences are priceless. Mm-hmm. And to get employees to understand that, yes, is a little bit difficult, but I think that's what sets us apart from everybody else is that opportunity and that education level that they can take back and provide to their clients. Yeah. Our clients tell us they've never had servicemen or technicians that come to the house that are as knowledgeable and as open and as friendly as what our guys are.
And I noticed that you, on your website there, you list a number of different organizations that you belong to. Again, is this primarily for the education part of it or learning the business or learning what's going on in the business?
It's pretty much the educational to keep up with our certifications. It's just like a new car. You got to keep up to date with how to repair those cars, the computer parts of it, things like that. Well, fireplaces are the same way. Gas fireplaces are becoming more and more computerized. You can now operate your fireplaces with your cell phone. Mm-hmm. So there's getting to be a lot more with that. So in that respect, we belong to these many, many organizations to help our customers get better service.
You were talking earlier before the show about the fact that you don't very often find an employee that comes to you that's already been trained in this business. You have to do it yourself, right?
Yes, and that is extremely difficult. You can go to school and learn a trade, but unfortunately there's no trade that you can learn or go to school for becoming a chimney sweep, a service technician, or something like that. So we actually rely on some of the technical colleges for HVAC trained guys, masons, stuff like that. And it's very difficult to hire that because they're still not trained in chimneys. Mm-hmm. So our difficult part about getting employees is you have to start them out at a lower pay because you have to invest tens of thousands of dollars and getting them trained and educated before they can make real money. And that's the difficult part. Somebody has to be willing to pay their dues. You just can't go to school or go to college and come back and make big bucks or good money, I should say, being a chimney person when the only way you can get this training is on the job.
How long do you think it takes the average person who comes in with some of that other training to get to a point where you can be comfortable that they are pretty well versed, you know, experienced maybe in your business?
If I was to hire, and we are hiring, a gas technician, it would take about probably a year to get them trained, even if they were HVAC certified. Most of the HVAC companies tell their clients to call us to get their fireplaces serviced because that's not their specialty. Mm-hmm. So if a mason was to come in, I could probably have them up and running within a couple of months.
Right.
As a chimney sweep, it's going to take a couple of years. So depending on what kind of skill levels you have really depends upon how long it takes and your willingness to learn, your ambition. Biggest thing I like to say is common sense is what I want to hire.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody with common sense and a good attitude. I can train anybody.
So when you have that kind of a lead time to train people to, for you to feel good about sending them out to a customer, do you ever have to subcontract employees when you get busy? How do you handle that?
We will never subcontract. I have a very big pet peeve about that, and there's no place for me to go to get employees. There's just no place to go. What we do is we end up with a backlog, and some years we're backed up 3 months. I won't compromise my level of service to my clientele to make a buck. I will not do that. I would rather have you call somebody else, and in turn, we'll give you a call next year and say, you know, we can get you on the schedule this year. Or you can wait. Or if we get a cancellation, we'll gladly give you a call. I just can't compromise the level of service that we offer just because we may be shorthanded or something like that. It's not worth it.
When you were talking earlier, when we first sat down, you mentioned one of the key things you want to do, and that is, and you just spoke it there too, is to differentiate yourself from the others out there and how you do that. It sounds like this is one of the ways. I know you also mentioned the things that you do in the community and with family and so on. How do you see that as being able to differentiate? How important is that?
I think it's critical. This is one thing I tell my guys all the time. When you're all done with your client and you do your presentation and you're doing the bookwork and you ask to get paid, if that customer wants to pay you with a check and if they have to ask you who to write the check out to, you didn't do your job.
Oops.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm very big in that. It is very important to make yourself different from everybody else in how you approach the client, how you approach your work area. I have it detailed down to how you greet the customer at the door. I train my guys literally for 3 days on just greeting a customer at the door. I am that picky. In return, when my guys deviate from the plan, and one of my guys actually set the toolbox on the wrong side of the fireplace, and the customer called us. She says, Mark, they're doing something different. They're not doing it right. That's how accustomed our customers get to how we do things, because we do things very organized, which differentiates ourselves from everybody else.
Great.
From putting a rug at the door, shaking the customer's hand, giving them 2 business cards, covering the work area, dust control, explaining our no mask guarantee, everything. That is what is huge in any business, but it's a lot easier to do in a service business.
Okay.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about marketing. How do you market your small business?
We started out marketing strictly by word of mouth. Then we went into the Yellow Pages. And I will say this much, when you have a unique service business, the Yellow Pages are absolutely your best friend. Mm-hmm. We tracked every one of our marketing dollars. We track every single phone call that comes in to figure out if we're spending our marketing dollars in the right place. And by far, the Yellow Pages was great. Till 7 years ago.
Yeah, I caught the word was in there.
Yep. And at that time, it switched to internet.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it is still internet, followed closely by referrals, and then Yellow Pages. And it's not much with Yellow Pages anymore.
No.
If the people mention Yellow Pages, it's usually due to Yellow Pages Online, where we do something with them.
Mm-hmm.
Our dollars that we spend used to be extremely significant in Yellow Pages. Now we spend half that amount of money on internet. Mm-hmm. So there is a savings there also. But know where your dollars are going when you're doing your marketing. You need to ask every single customer, where did you get our name from? How did you hear about us? And keep track of it. The gals in our office have spreadsheets right on their desk. They're laminated and permanently attached to their desk. They use erasable markers. So every week, every month, they can scrub it off, hand in a report, It's really nice. So we can track everything.
And when you're talking about doing this, then you say you get referrals and so on. Do you use referrals and various other things in your websites? Do you have people give you endorsements and so on like that?
Yes, we do. We have the Wall of Fame. And I will be brutally honest. Some of my best referrals are people where we made a mistake. I am a huge fan of if a client calls up and says, hey, Mark, you know, you left a spot on our carpet. We go in and we say, okay, right on the phone, what day is open to you? We'll have a carpet cleaning crew here to take care of it. It's all taken care of it. You know, you don't have to worry about a thing. It's all us. Or you can take care of it and send us a bill for whatever you wish or however much it was to take care of it.
Okay.
In 26 years of doing this, this happened three times. Once was actually the wife came home and said, honey, I see you cleaned the carpets. And he goes, no, the chimney people left a spot on the stairs, so they scrubbed everything. No, that spot was there, honey. The homeowner called us up and said, you know, I apologize, Mark, but the mistake, you know, my wife told us it wasn't you guys. I said, well, I appreciate the phone call. I said, but you don't owe us anything.
Way to go.
It's just, that's good business. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with making a mistake. Use that mistake to highlight your business. That is a great referral. It's not a bad idea to have some regular referrals, too, but
okay.
I really like to stress people that you make that really good contact with and can see your good, your bad, and express that to a future client.
Great.
That is important.
That is important.
Yeah.
Very good. So we're going to take one more break. I want to remind you, you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
And we are back. I'd like to take a few minutes to thank our sponsors who help us bring Biz Talk to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. Thanks to Fox Communities Credit Union, a longtime sponsor of Biz Talk. If you're looking for business-oriented banking services, please contact Fox Communities Credit Union. And thank you to Alberts and Haling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts and Haling offer accounting services geared to support the small to medium-sized businesses and the individual, including tax preparation and advice. And Kurt Haling is going to be one of the people. He is going to be the guy that's going to be teaching QuickBooks classes for us in October. So thanks to Kurt for that. Thank you to Legal Business Edge, LLC, which offers legal services to business owners. Sarah DeBruin and her team specialize in business law, offering services for forming a business, contract review, intellectual property law, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. WBD, Wisconsin Business Development Corp., they are the specialist in 504 loans. Those are loans that business owners can look at for a little bit longer term and maturity. Thank you to Prior Cash Flow Management. Prior believes that every entrepreneur wants to succeed. Prior offers creative, effective solutions to improve cash flow for your company. Every successful company budgets and manages their cash flow. So visit Tony at www.prioracfm.com or call Tony Bush at 920-450-2840. We'd also like to thank Kendale Marketing, which keeps up our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. You can go out to that website and see who's coming up, or we have podcasts out there from previous shows, and we'll have this one out in a few days. And then the Business News, which is a biweekly business newspaper serving East Central Wisconsin. They do a great job, and we're glad to have them along as a partner.
Okay. Well, back with Mark again for the final wrap-up today. But, Mark, first of all, how do we get in touch with you? We seem to have overlooked that somewhere along the line today.
Easiest way to get a hold of us is just give our office a jingle at 920-830-1920. Or you can go on our website, chimneyguy.com.
Okay, very simple then. Look for the chimney guy.
You got it.
Okay, very good. Okay, next question. We had talked a little bit, and you had mentioned that one of the things, again, in your marketing campaign and your thoughts in marketing always seems to have something to do or centers around kids. You have a very, very positive situation on that. Could you tell us a little bit about what you have with kids and how you work with that?
Well, one of the unique things we do, and I'm very proud of, and I get a lot of help with this, is everybody knows Santa comes down the chimney. Well, you know that big bag of toys that he drags down that chimney, sometimes the bag gets a hole in it, and toys get left behind. What we like to do is every time there is children present, when we're doing our service work, we will actually hide gifts that are wrapped in the chimney, and we ask the kids to go in and dig them out. Obviously with the parents' permission.
Right.
And the kids go in, and they each dig out their own gift, and they get to unwrap them. And that is one very unique thing that we do. And I've been doing that for about 24 years now. Mm-hmm. And it is probably one of the biggest things my guys come back to the office with, a smile on their face saying how many kids they got to give gifts away to. And we used to do this only from beginning of December to the end of January. Mm-hmm. Well, it just got to be so much fun and put the smile on the guys' faces. Even if they were having a bad day, it would put a huge smile on their face, let alone the kids.
Of course.
And the parents knew nothing about this, especially when you ask the kids to climb into their fireplace. And the parents look at you like you're nuts. But then when they get to see the gifts come out, it is. It's so special. There is one place that we go to every year. It's a daycare, and they have a fireplace, and we actually give away more toys than we charge for the inspection.
Of course.
And she never uses her fireplace. She only calls us to get the kids the toys.
Wonderful idea.
So we've actually now stopped charging her. We just give the kids all the toys. We go through the process though.
Process, right.
And that's something that is very unique to us. Again, differentiates us from everybody else. The parents remember it, and the kids, right after Christmas, you better call the chimney guy. You never know what might be stuck in the chimney again.
Love it. That's great. And you do take part with a lot of other services, social programs and so on that involve kids, too,
yes,
throughout the year.
I am very, very big in sponsoring programs for kids between baseball teams, soccer teams, reading of books, drug programs, fire safety, pretty much anything like that. We do a lot of sponsorship towards things like that because our future is kids.
Way to go. Okay, well, we're going to get to the end here pretty quickly. I have a real quick question for you, of course, and that is if you can give us your biz tip, that little bit of wisdom for the people listening out there who are thinking about starting their own business. So, Mark, what's your biz tip for the day?
Be well organized. Be prepared. It's going to be very difficult on your family if you're married, have kids. It's a huge time commitment, so be prepared. Seek help. You can't do it alone in today's society.
Asking for help is one of those big things that all of us seem to have some problems with that are very important.
And this SCORE program seems to be an awesome, awesome way to help get you started.
Thank you for the comment, because yep. You know, we try to help as many people as we possibly can, you know, move on from just getting started all the way through to the end. So,
well, Mark, we want to thank you for being on the show this morning. You were a great interview, and it's really, really nice to listen to the wisdom that you've gained over your career and things, and it sounds like you run a great business. So thank you very much for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you here. We'd like to thank everybody for listening in and remind you to come back next week at 11 o'clock, and we'll do it again. So take care. Have a good day.